Thank you, Ms. Chair. Good afternoon. Let me inform you briefly on the activities of the International Water Assessment Center related to monitoring, assessment, and the information sharing in Central Asia. Assisting countries in developing monitoring is one of the main tasks of IWAC. The current program of work includes two activities related to the program area of the Convention on Water Monitoring. Namely, the first is assistance in updating and preparing guidance materials of the Convention, and the second is assistance to Kazakh and Uzbek joint working group on environment of Sirt area, on development of cooperation on water monitoring. Next slide, please. To support the process for updating the guidance materials of the Convention, IWAC, in cooperation with the UNSC Secretariat and financial support of GIZ, organized a regional workshop on monitoring in Central Asia. It took place on 1st and 2nd February in Astana, and it had four specific objectives, namely identifying current practices on monitoring in Central Asia and enable sharing of experience, raising awareness on the Water Convention approaches to water monitoring, identifying good practices and examples for the new publication of the Convention, and assistance in identifying the common approaches to improving cooperation on water monitoring in Central Asia. So experts from Hydromet services and the representatives of government agencies in the field of water resources, environment, foreign affairs of five countries, as well as experts from the regional and international organizations attended the workshop. Next, please. The regional workshop allowed, first of all, to share the experience on hydrological monitoring and the regulation of water quality in the region, experience of basin commissions and bilateral working groups, as well as experience of other basins such as the Rhine, Sava, and Danube rivers, and the Finnish experience on transboundary water cooperation. It enabled the discussion of situation in the region, including obstacles preventing the exchange of information, opportunities for strengthening cooperation. And it identified a number of case studies for the publication of the Convention, and developed a set of specific recommendations for improving cooperation. So the main conclusions of the workshop are listed on this slide. In general, it should be noted that the workshop was useful for increasing the capacity of national institutions in Central Asia. Next, please. IWAC provides assistance to Central Asian countries in developing cooperation and monitoring of water quality of Sirt Darya River. In particular, it supports the work of Joint Commission on Sirt Darya. Sirt Darya is the second largest river in Central Asia. It flows through the territories of four countries. And joins the Aral Sea in Kazakhstan. Up to 25 million people live in the basin, and they are living conditions closely connected to the availability of clean water. And in all four countries, the mining industry develops rapidly, so the activity of the industry is associated with the high risk of pollution of Sirt Darya, and therefore prevention of industrial pollution and ensuring water quality as a priority topic in the region. Next, please. IWAC provides assistance to the working group in particular in developing joint mechanisms for prevention of pollution in emergency situations. At present, the first stage of work has been completed, which was conducted with the financial support of the European Union, and with involvement of a number of experts from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The first stage covered the activities, such an analysis of possible sources of pollution, assessments of the risks of industrial pollution, and analysis of the existing mechanisms for prevention and response to the emergency pollution. Next, please. What are the main findings of the joint work? Firstly, agriculture and industry are the main polluters of the river, and the countries have no joint system for prevention of industrial pollution. It's necessary to develop the joint contingency plan. Lack of investment and irregular transboundary cooperation between countries are limiting factors for the protection of river. And there is a high risk of industrial pollution. The first threat relates to the uranium tailings used at the Soviet Union period. And they threaten the safety of the basin. And the second, the region is vulnerable to natural disasters, such as earthquakes, landslides, and mudflows. And it was identified that 61 tailing dams in the basin associated with the risk of pollution, more than half of them can have transboundary impact. The joint works in general allowed to improve the understanding of hazards and disaster risks, to strengthen the dialogue between countries and national authorities. The most important result of the work are the joint proposals, which include measures from strengthening coordination of actions at the national level and the rehabilitation of the uranium sites. So the results of the first stage of work can serve as the basis for the development of a joint contingency plan in future. Next, please. Regarding the future plans, IVAC will continue support to the joint Kazakh-Uzbek working group, in particular in drafting this contingency plan. We'll continue assisting in capacity building and the exchange of information, but it depends on availability of resources. Lastly, IVAC plans to assist in strengthening cooperation on monitoring of pre-Tashkent aquifer. Next, please. On my last slide, you can see the logos of our donors and partner organizations. Taking this opportunity, I would like to thank all of them for the support of IVAC activities and transboundary cooperation in Central Asia. So I stop here. Thank you.